بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Ayatollah Khamenei's opinion on the blessed month of Ramadan. The hardships that exist in Ramadan's celebration, the hardships that one endures because of fasting and hunger, are perhaps the greatest achievement of this divine celebration. Fasting has such a large number of blessings in terms of the spirituality and enlightenment that it bestows on one's heart that perhaps it can be said it is the greatest blessing of this month. A number of people fast, and thus these people have joined in this celebration and they have benefited from it. But as well as fasting, these people follow Quranic teachings in a perfect manner. They think deeply when they read the Holy Quran. Reading the Holy Quran at nights and at midnights, developing a close relationship with it, and being addressed by God while one is fasting or while one is enlightened. As a result of fasting, gives one a special kind of pleasure, and it has a special significance. The thing that one obtains out of such reading of the Holy Quran cannot be obtained in normal conditions.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "This is the month in which you have been invited to a divine celebration." One should think deeply about this sentence. It says that we have been invited to a divine celebration. It is not obligatory for all people to benefit from this divine celebration. No, it has been made a faridha, an obligatory action. We have the power to choose whether or not to benefit from this celebration. There are some people who do not at all find the opportunity to pay attention to this invitation. They are so ignorant, and they pay such careful attention to materialistic issues and the materialistic world that they do not notice when the month of Ramadan arrives and when it ends. They are like the people who are invited to a very impressive and blessed celebration, but they do not have the time to take part in it. And they do not even look at the invitation card. These people deprive themselves of all the blessings. It is said that the month of Ramadan is the month of a divine feast, and I would like to tell you, dear brothers and sisters, what could be expected to be offered in this feast. One of the things that are offered, and people like you and I should benefit from it, is fasting. Another thing is the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran has been placed on this blessed table, and we have been given more opportunities to recite it in the month of Ramadan than in any other months. Another thing is prayers, such as Dua al-Iftitah and Dua Abu Hamza al-Thumali. All of these things are the blessings that are offered at this divine feast. There are some people who are so much distracted by other things that they do not even notice these blessings.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.